Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. While The Hollywood Reporter answers why the Crown made Princess Diana's bulimia a major part of her story in season 4, it's because of how open Diana herself was about her battle that Emma Corrin, who plays the late royal in the 4th season of The Crown, wanted to make sure the Netflix series would tackle it openly and explicitly. I, through my research, realized that she was very candid about it, and I was really impressed. I thought that was massively ahead of her time, if you think about it. Even these days, if a public figure comes out and says something about that as their experience, it makes headlines. And as journalists going wild to want to find out what happened. Everyone's so celebratory of people sharing their experiences, and it's such a good thing these days. And she was doing that in the 90s, which is incredible. I wanted to do it justice. That meant no casual allusions to the problem. Over the course of many episodes, Diana can be seen explicitly in the bathroom as she struggles with the disease. That's because Corrin worked with the writers and creator Peter Morgan to highlight the kind of all-consuming effect that bulimia would have had on Diana's life. Bulimia and self-harm, these are experiences that, when they're happening to you, are at the center of what you're going through, said Corrin. They are symptomatic of so much, but they also cause so much of your behavior as well. After Corrin got the scripts, she worked with her movement and character coach, Polly Bennett, to flesh out that side of the story. They spoke with charities, went on online forums, and read plenty of books, then delivered a giant Word document to the writers to help flesh out the scenes involving the disease and to include more of them. I don't think you can separate it from what's going on. It was the way she dealt with what she was feeling, and therefore it contributed to the way she was feeling, she said. Corrin, who was born in 1995, had none of her own memories of Princess Diana, who died in 97. Instead, she says, she had this awareness of her as this very generous humanitarian person, and someone who cared so deeply about others would want to make sure that others who suffered from the disease were properly warned about the content they were going to consume. If we just alluded to it, you saw her flushing a toilet or you saw her wiping her mouth and it was like, she's suffering from bulimia. I think people who have suffered from it would think, come on. Are they just not going to show it? Why aren't they going to show it? So many people go through this, Corrin said. We should be talking about it, and Diana talking about it. We need to show it, and I think as much as I hope people who have experienced it will be glad that we've showed it, also it obviously is triggering, and so I think it's important that disclaimers are there at the same time. The Crown, however, did not show Diana's wedding. Emma says, we never recreate things just for the sake of recreating them. I think if we do recreate a scene, like the engagement scene, for instance, when they do the announcement, it has to be because it's linked to something that the characters are going through. It has to be part of the story. It has to further the plot, basically, she told The Hollywood Reporter. The wedding scene, you can YouTube it and you can be watching it in 10 seconds, so I don't think there'd be any point in us recreating it. Josh O'Connor, who plays Charles, said, that's The Crown for you. That's why The Crown is so good. Peter Morgan isn't interested in showing you the wedding because, yeah, Emma's right. You just go on YouTube and you can watch it. I think all the historical events are important for punctuating so the audience know where we are. We'll put in Thatcher's election and that's literally just to tell the audience, right, this is where we are, rather than putting up on the screen 20th December 1981 or whatever. He basically signposts it using historical events, but what's more interesting, because Charles and Diana have to be a certain way on their wedding day, you don't see the nuance, whereas when it's behind closed doors, like the rehearsal, we have more license to create and fictionalize. The reason some other famous events in royal history aren't included, like the complete lack of storylines surrounding the real-life 1974 Princess Anne kidnapping attempt in season 3, for example, is because everything the Crown must directly relate to the reigning monarch, Queen Elizabeth II. They don't follow any plot lines that don't link directly to the Crown, which is really interesting, said Corrin. I think there was some talk about them featuring Fergie more heavily than they do. And there you have it. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is 1 year of Palace Intrigue and good times!